which is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Question 63 of the Shorter Catechism. In this question, we now move from the first table of the law to the second table of the law. The first table of the law includes the first four commandments. The second table includes the second six commandments, so commandments 5 to 10. The first table pertains to our duties toward God, loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second table applies to loving our neighbor as ourselves. And so we come, first of all, to the fifth commandment. This is the first commandment in the second table. And we see a principle, and the principle, the moral principle in this particular commandment is that all people are under authority. All right? So all people are under authority. And this is reflected in the structures that God has put into the world and the stations that we ourselves occupy. So we have a variety of different stations, different positions, roles, circumstances, stations that we occupy. And there are structures that are built all around that. One thing that's helpful to realize is that all human authority is derived. So no one has inherent authority except for God. There's a difference between derived and inherent authority. Let me see if we can explain that for the children. Derived authority means that we get our authority from something else, namely from God. So we receive authority from the Lord. No one actually has authority by definition in themselves. It's not inherent to them. Only God has inherent authority. He is himself authority. But he conveys a measure of authority with parameters to various people within the structures that he's established. And I think it's helpful to then distinguish between lawful authority and authoritarianism. Right, these are two different things. Lawful authority, which is derived from God, has parameters. So God sets a circle, and he says, this is the arena over which you have authority. And he also sets a definition or specific responsibilities that belong to that authority. If a person says, well, I am an authority, but they exceed God's parameters, then they are no longer acting as a lawful authority, they're acting authoritarian. So one thing is recognizing the parameters that God has given to us. The other thing we want to recognize is that this authority is given for the benefit of whoever is under the authority. So it is, the authority is not given for the person in authority themselves. It's given to them for the benefit of those who are under them. And so when an authority then ends up becoming self-oriented, self-inflated, to the detriment of those who are under them, they're also being authoritarian at that point. So we may come back to that, but I wanted to at least put that out there for us as an important distinction. Here the commandment's telling us, the fifth commandment, that we are to honor those who are in lawful authority. So the word lawful is going to be pretty important both in the Catechism and in the Westminster Confession. It's making that, that's not just extra language that's thrown in to sound nice. They're making an important distinction. Lawful authority is to be honored. So there's a concept here, a biblical concept that God has given to us. If we think about the different stations that people have in life, we can categorize them and we can see something of the structure. But let's start with the concept. So we have the concept. The concept is that there are superiors, inferiors, and equals. All right? These are three different buckets, if you will, for people. Now, we're not saying that a person is inherently superior or they're inherently inferior. We're not saying that they're smarter, stronger, or something else. We're not saying that they're inherently better. We're just talking about roles. God has given roles to people. So you may have, and this will become clear in just a second, you may have a person who's in a role that is inferior or under a superior, but that inferior may be smarter, may be faster, may be stronger, may be more godly, right? They're not inherently inferior to the one over them, but they have a different role. So that's the concept. Then we can then flesh this out to kind of help make it a little clearer with some categories. And I'm going to think especially in terms of inferior, superior, and inferior. So we're especially, I'm giving you examples of these two things here, the way in which this look works its way out in life. One would be parents. Parents are superiors. Children are inferiors. They have a different role. They're underneath their parents. Same thing in the family with husbands and wives. Same thing with masters and servants. These are all being drawn from the Bible. You have elders in the church, and you have members of the church. We have in the state magistrates, and we have subjects or citizens. Right, there's even other categories like someone who is older and someone who's younger. The Bible talks about responsibilities that flesh themselves out here. You can even have those who have superior gifts and grace in their relationship to those with inferior gifts and grace. Okay? These are our categories. Now, if we wanted to make this a little broader, you could say, okay, equals would be siblings, maybe. And you could say, just to pick a couple of other examples, at work, you could say you have people who are your co-workers at work. Maybe you have the same position at work. You have fellow members in the congregation. Here it could be two wives or two husbands relating to one another. Subjects, this would be citizens, your neighbors, and this could be the same age, so your peers, and this would be those with the same maturity. That would be example of equals. All right? So in biblical religion, God tells us that the Christian is to be controlled by Scripture, not societal norms. So this kind of language, you'll see this language in the larger catechism in greater detail, this language would be considered by many in the West, in 21st century Western world, as very offensive terms. Right? These are very offensive. The fact that we have superiors, inferiors, and equals, that seems offensive to people. Why? Because we live in an egalitarian culture. Egalitarian means everybody's the same. Right? That's an oversimplification. But the idea is everybody's the same. No one is better than anyone else. But there's confusion here. People are being muddle-headed because they're swapping, they're interchanging two different concepts, right? They're interchanging or conflating the idea of roles and status. So in terms of status, people may indeed be equal. So we have equal right to preserving our life. You can say we have equality in other ways. Parents and children, husbands and wives, masters and servants, for example, when it comes to being a Christian, they're equal in their status before Christ. They both stand at the foot of the cross, and they can be equally godly and sanctified and theologically astute and so on. In fact, wives may be more godly than husbands. Children may be more godly than Christian parents. Servants may be more godly than masters. So there can be an equality with regards to status, but there's a distinction with regards to role. So even though they have all of these things in common, they're equal, they have different roles that God's given them. And God set authority structures in place through which he works. And so what happens with people, with egalitarians, including those in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that they don't recognize the difference between roles and status. Everybody's the same. You know, we all have the same status. We're all equal before the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, forget the roles. You know, therefore, eliminate the structure of inferiors, superiors, and equals. Get rid of that. But that would be a woeful error because God has set this structure in place. He says we're to be controlled by the Bible, not by societal norms. And that everyone is under authority, and that the structures he's established reflect the stations that we occupy. So, as a minister of the gospel, I have derived authority, not inherent authority, limited to the parameters that God has placed for a minister of the gospel, given for the benefit of those that I am called to serve. My people. That's a role that I have. But I'm also a husband, and I'm also a parent, and so on. And these are different roles. But likewise, I'm under authority. I mean, I'm under all sorts of authorities. So within the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am subject to the elders and to my presbytery and so on, and have to give honor to those within the church structure and so on. We don't have bishops and things like that. The Lord's given a parity and a plurality of officers, ministers and elders who rule in the session and in the Presbyterian General Assembly in capacities that are relevant for each of those points. So we're all under authority. And to buck that, to try to eliminate that, to say we're going to go with the egalitarians and try to make everybody the same, there's no distinction in role, status, or station, is actually an act of rebellion. It's actually rebelling against God himself. And we'll see how that's the case in what follows in the exposition of this fifth commandment. So question 63, which is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.